Hello and welcome to another Cage Club Revisited. This is episode 25, Ghost Rider from 2007. I'm here, this is Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Mike Manzi.
And today we are doing maybe more, but we're starting for sure with a Ghost Rider double feature. So if this was a high school slumber party episode, your homework for next time would be to watch Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance and be prepared for 2 weeks from today. But this is our Fourth of July episode. Comes out on the 5th of July.
Hey, happy Fourth of July.
Now, the only thing to say of note before we start this movie is that we are watching the extended cut because I don't own the theatrical cut. So we're watching the extended cut. It's 13 minutes longer than the theatrical cut. Which one did we watch?
I guess you did. I don't know. I think I watched them both when we did Cage Club.
All right. Who was on these episodes?
Melissa? Yeah. She was, right?
She was our National Treasure correspondent. I know that. Let's see here. Ghost Rider, Melissa. Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance, Melissa. Yep, cool. So, shout out friend of the show, Melissa Lynham. We are going to start the movie. We're watching the Blu-ray. We're going to play a movie in 3, 2, 1, play.
Oh, been looking forward to watching stuff on your giant television.
On the past episode of Wistful Thinking, which came out last week, if you're listening to this when it comes out, Jordan was talking about my gigantic TV that hurts her eyes. So
really?
The TV is very bright. I've cranked the brightness down a lot. When I first got this, it was really, really
it's
bright.
It's like the blacks were grays. And
oh, man. It was just like, it lit up my entire, you know, when I had this at my parents' house, when I was saving up money for Cage Club HQ, I didn't even need a light on in the family room. It was just like purely
people outside at like 2 in the morning were like, what is going on in that house?
Basically. So we are playing, as always, Cage Club Bingo.
You can go
to cageclub.me/games, download your own bingo card. There are about 60-something bingo squares. There's a way to randomize them.
Man, I'm looking at the cast list, and we are in for a treat today.
I was saying to you, Mike, before we started recording this, that the last time we recorded one of these, we were with Kyle. We did Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans, and that was an Ava Mendez movie. Here, she is back for a much more family-friendly role.
Yeah, you could say that.
She was in that movie.
I mean, it's funny how they tried to make a family-friendly Ghost Rider movie, the, you know, soul-sucking demon from hell.
Yeah.
And here we are. Ooh, I like that. That's like the metal Marvel logo there.
Now, who plays his dad in this movie? What did we just see
him
in?
Okay, so we just saw him in The Burning Plane.
His name is Brett Cullen.
He played Charlize's dad in that movie, too. All right, here we got the great Sam Elliott voiceover.
The legend of the Ghost Rider.
Now, we might get more into it in the Spirit of Vengeance episode, but you mentioned in part 3, if they do one, they should have Cage back as the sort of Sam Elliott role this time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like as the seasoned, wise old Ghost Rider.
One last ride. So I was thinking, if we do a third one today, you know how we're linking from last movie to this movie with Ava Mendez? We're linking, obviously, from this movie to the next movie with Ghost Rider. What I think we should do, if we do a third one, Brian Taylor goes straight to Mom and Dad.
Ooh, good call.
That's another shorty. We're definitely not going to, like, you know, lose momentum, lose steam, because that's a crazy, crazy movie.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
I'm going to cross off montage here, because this is like a montage of what Ghost Rider is.
Yeah, I forgot we were playing a game, because I'm just, like, drawn in by this imagery. It's just flying by. This is, like, the whole movie we didn't get to see. Like, they didn't make this one.
Well, I do like, and we'll get to that again in the next episode, that when we watch Spirit of Vengeance, they're like, hey, here's 30 seconds that erases the entire last movie. This is like the entire history of that, like, doesn't even exist really in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance is like, forget all that.
Yep.
This ain't your daddy's Ghost Rider.
This
is Brian Taylor with Nicolas Cage pissing fire in hell.
Oh, whatever. Crazy logo, opening title sequence, CG orgy. But I like it. I like how they really pushed...
Oh, titular line spoken, Legend of the Ghost
already?
Rider.
Already? Oh, right. I really like how they pushed the biker sort of imagery. You know, I guess they had, like, Sons of Anarchy and things. Like, I guess there's a market for that. So, you know, the Harley Davidson and all that, and even the Ed Hardy, I guess.
Yeah, this movie checks off a lot of boxes. It's got the motorcycle demographic, got the Nicolas Cage demographic, we got the Marvel demographic, we got hell?
I guess it's like a little metal.
Cage is top billed. Someone returns from another cage film. We know that Ava Mendez will be there. My question is, are we going to get a red sports car? Because that's on my board, and I don't know if we're going to get that or not.
I don't know. That's a nice Carnival, though. Okay, so we're starting with the young Johnny Blaze. So
has
young
there
Cage.
Been carnivals in other Cage movies?
I want to say yes, but I don't think so. Oh man, he would be great as like the
greatest
the ring, showman. Yeah, like the ringleader, like Mr. Big Top or something.
Mm. Let's see here. So what
think,
else do I have?
I think we've had a time jump between.
That was definitely a GIF-worthy scene. Oh, we definitely had time jump. But that was a gift worthy scene of them driving through. I mean, we're going to have a lot of them in this movie, but that one driving through the Ring of Fire, absolutely. There we got Burning Plane. Oh, right, yeah.
That's his dad.
That's the guy, it was the chef, right? That she was having the affair with?
No, that was her dad when she was young.
Oh.
When the back in Mexico or wherever that was, yeah. This guy never went on to anything. I mean, maybe he's on like a WB show or something, but.
Who, the kid?
Yeah, the kid, the young Johnny.
I'm trying to think. An attractive woman finds Cage irresistible. Yeah, that's going to for sure happen.
Oh yeah, there's a lot.
So here's my path to a bingo already. I haven't had it yet, but someone makes a threat, which I feel is going to happen, and Cage grunts. If I get those, that'll be my easiest bingo, I think. Again, cageclub.me/games.
I've got a lot going on here. Like, there's going to be some overt sexism. Cage is going to be driving. Gambling with his life.
I'm gonna say it really early in this episode. Are you listening to this? Are you watching this with? Are listening to this with the movie? What do you? How do you absorb these Cage Clubs Revisited? Email us mailbag@cageclub.me. Let us know what you think. You know what would be awesome if this kid was Zac Efron.
Oh my gosh, he's got the look.
Right?
Definitely.
He's
could
a poor
have been.
Boy. He's a poor man's Zac Efron.
He is Matt Long.
What's he been in?
Not much.
We got Mike on the ones and twos today on the old iPhone.
A couple movies. All the creatures were Stirring, Timeless, Graves, Helix, Lucky Seven. Just a lot of stuff I never heard of. Private Practice for a year. So
because what's sort of like because he's obviously a very handsome kid, but he doesn't have like that like he's not handsome enough or like sort of weird looking enough to be like a superstar, you know what I mean?
Right,
like he just sort of has like a generic pretty boy. Like I could see him as a future in like Hallmark movies.
Right, that's why I said like WB, like he would show up on The Flash or something I could see as like a B-list hero or villain.
Yep.
It's tough, like you could have the look, but you gotta have the charisma too.
Yeah. I mean, Roxette sang about the look. She's got the look.
Now that is
look at young Ava Mendez.
That is a really good young Ava Mendez casting.
Absolutely. What's this girl? Look up young Rox.
Yeah,
see if she's done anything.
Raquel Alisi.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Oh, she was on an episode of Entourage.
Oh, this is an adaptation for sure. Adapting from the comics.
Let's see, a lot of TV. Castle, Best Friends.
I love this shot.
How I Met Your Mother, CSI, Miss March.
So not really.
No. Oh, Carlito's Way, Rise of Power? They made a Carlito's Way 2?
They did. I think they sell it as a new 2-movie pack.
Ay, Dios mijo. That's crazy.
I know. It's, Religion and Spirituality and Crosswalk. She's got a very prominent cross necklace. All of these things aren't really adding up to any, like, actual bingo on my card in any way. She's even got the... I wonder if that mole that she has on her face is real or not. Because she's got the Ava Mendez mole
on her cheek. Yeah, that's a good question.
If that's movie magic or not.
That's probably just, like, movie magic there. The rest of her, like, face and everything, though, is, like, I could totally see her growing into...
Yeah.
This feels like extended material. Like, I feel like this isn't... I don't remember a lot of this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of here that's just not...
This is like episode 2 romance, like Attack of the Clones, Anakin, Padme type stuff. That was just bad.
Go check out Real Bad for the Star Wars prequel trilogy, something that none of us will ever cover otherwise.
Well, I'll be doing episode 3.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah. It's a part 3.
But you can do every part 3?
I mean... Until I've had enough, basically. I mean, you saw the list. It's pretty long.
Well, I mean, the current list right now at one movie a month is going to be 10 years.
Oh, well, there's going to be a bit of a change in season 2.
Oh.
But I think we might have to Sclusi right here, possible Sclusi, might be having to alternate book club every other show just to get more episodes out there.
So, an entire episode just reading?
No. But like book club once a month, the show twice a month. You know what I'm saying? So like I will do one show a month. We'll have a book, and the other show won't, so I can get through them faster.
Gotcha.
You know? Because there's a couple movies I want to cover that just don't have adaptations, and it's just stupid to stick to that rule so hard when I want to do more shows.
I gotcha.
But yeah.
Cage smokes or does drugs. I don't think that's going to actually happen in this movie, because the character is so anti-smoking.
He might drink.
Well, that's not drugs.
Alcohol's a drug. If nicotine...
We have drinks. Alcohol is another one, I think.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, so he doesn't do crack. Like he did in Port of Call, New Orleans.
Correct. The most bingo-worthy movie that we have ever watched. Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans. Bad Lieutenant, : Port of Call, New Orleans. If you are Werner Herzog. If you're Paul F. Tompkins as Werner Herzog.
Yes, and if you're Abel Ferreira, that movie just doesn't exist. Well, again, I'm getting some surround sound thunder.
We got some surround sound thunder, you know.
Cool.
We do not skimp on the sound effects here.
I'm loving the digital breath from the devil's presence. It's like gotten so... Why is it getting so cold if he's the devil? Shouldn't shit be getting hotter?
Maybe it got so hot that it like did a lap around and now it's cold.
I think we had a talk about Blue Devils with John Brooks once and about how maybe there's... precedent for hell being cold before hell was hot? I don't know.
Maybe. Question here, will we get an overreaction or someone making a threat?
Well, isn't that what the devil does? Like, the deal's pretty much a threat. He's like, if you don't sign this deal, I'm gonna kill your dad with cancer. And then he signs the deal and he still kills his dad, but during a stunt. So, like, he's a real bastard. Oh, The Greatest Show.
This is The Greatest Show.
It's kind of fun. They should have maybe played him up a little more as a circus devil. Like, it would have been cool if he came in with, like, top hat and...
I mean, I think seeing this, it's obvious why this director didn't do the second one, because, this doesn't really quite work. This is also, in the early era, like, this, I think there's been one Spider-Man movie, probably one, or maybe two.
Oh, yeah, there's been Daredevil.
One X-Men movie, or maybe two.
A lot of Batman stuff.
I'm just talking sort of like the beginning of where Marvel goes, but sort of the messy state of Marvel.
Well,
it's big enough that they can get these movies made, but it's not the machine that it is today.
Oh, 07. Oh. So this is pre-MCU, which means that Kevin Feige wasn't even in full control. It was like Avi Arad who was like running shit on the film side and stuff. So like, yeah, they were still making like this isn't a Marvel film. As far as Marvel Studios, it's like, I think, was it a Paramount movie?
Columbia, I think?
Columbia, Paramount. So, like, Marvel wasn't even its own full-fledged studio yet.
Right. It wasn't licensing. The billion-dollar machine per movie that it is today.
Which is, like, it's interesting to see, like, the pre- and post-MCU comic book movies. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's, like, so much more of a hodgepodge before... Marvel was like, we're gonna align everything and make it all connect. I wish DC didn't try and do their connected universe, because then you would have had like the randomness of stuff like, you know, stuff like this. Like, if you didn't have to worry about characters meeting up.
Yep. So you said by sunrise tomorrow your father will be healthy as a horse. Did not say that he's gonna live a long healthy life. Just he's gonna be no longer have that cancer.
Tricky.
The devil, he's known for being tricky.
Yeah, I'd say that's one of his main things.
Yeah.
If not his main thing.
Is it in Latin?
Did you notice he had... Oh, pactum pectorum?
Oh.
He's got a crystal skull on his cane.
King of. That's an extreme facial expression. Glowing fire eyes? Almost like the most literal extreme facial expression we've ever had. Oh, look how healthy he is. He can stand upright and he can wipe his hands without...
That's the craziest thing. But, like, Is it just X-rays? I don't think it's X-rays that find cancer on you. Like, you have to have, like, an MRI or, like, some other stuff
well,
done,
you could,
don't
I don't
you?
Know. I mean, that might just be movie magic, movie
yeah,
shortcuts.
Yeah, I think it is.
But it's also, like, the, you know, doesn't see any kind of the tumors anymore. It's all gone. Young Cage. We're getting a lot of Young Cage. I forgot how much of this movie mm-hmm. is, again, probably extended cut. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He is rearing to go.
If we remade this movie today, I mean, it's only 10 years later, I guess that could be Young Solo, maybe, as Young Johnny Blaze?
Aldrin Aldrich?
Aldrin, yeah,
how
whatever.
How do you pronounce his last name?
I don't know. I don't know how to spell it. I don't know how to say it.
I guess so. I don't know. I feel like he's a little older. For this,
yeah.
I think you'd need to get, like, an unknown kid for this to
okay.
play Young Johnny Cage.
Johnny Blaze.
Johnny Blaze.
We're not
Johnny
making
Mortal
Kombat here.
Wait, I'm also thinking of Luke Cage, too.
Oh, wow.
I'm just Cage on my mind.
Well, Luke Cage, important, because
yeah.
Nicolas Cage got his name from Luke Cage.
Mm. I really wish they'd
made that. That's an overreaction.
Oh, for sure. Oh, he's got a pretty
Someone
bad
make
accent.
A threat. Make a threat. Make a threat.
That kid's not pulling off his southern drawl, I'll tell you that much.
His dad, though. He is.
Oh, yeah, he's a good actor.
He'll be back a year later for The Burning Plain doing the same voice.
I feel like he should have been in Lord of the Rings or something as, like, Paul, Sean Bean's, like, brother or one of those guys.
Like, he definitely looks like Sean Bean. Yeah. He could have been a Stark in Game of Thrones.
There you go. Yeah, totally. Maybe in the prequels they're doing, like, hey,
oh boy.
We're going to do way more than you want.
Ooh.
That's a pretty cool, like, I wonder if Cage kept that jacket, because he's going to be wearing it later.
The Johnny Blaze jacket?
Yeah.
Oh, probably. I feel like he's got probably the weirdest and most obscure collection of just, like, random
yeah.
movie merch, movie memorabilia. Because, I mean, if he's the kind of guy who's going to pay $1 million for Action Comics number one, to buy a dinosaur head, I'm sure that everything he's
going to It's like a collector's mentality, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. His final ride. Oh, and the devil shows up to watch his handiwork. I mean, come on. It's like...
Oh.
Not even a cool trick, which bothered me the most, you know? It's not even like he's jumping a truck.
Oh, he heard it.
I thought he saw it. This is very weird. Like, this feels like bad writing. I feel like he should have... Oh, man, that is mangled. How did that happen, even? What part did he crash into?
The rim, I guess. He doesn't seem like he's about to die, but
no.
I guess he is going to.
There is something too soft about this movie. It feels like I'm watching like a Disney movie almost, you know? Like if it has like that kind of sheen to it.
Yep.
Like it just doesn't... It almost feels fake and plastic and everything like that. And
well, that's why Spirit of Vengeance is better.
Oh, yeah. Spirit of Vengeance is a much better tone and style to it.
Staking Grace, he's hitting the road.
Oh, crossroads. Oh, no, crossroads.
Well, that's where the devil meets him, down in Georgia.
Did you ever... I think I mentioned this over the podcast when we did this, but did you ever see the Ralph Macchio movie where he duels the devil? It's awesome. I forget who else is in it, but he's like a guitar player, I think, and travels down to, like, Louisiana or whatever, and, like, yeah, I think it's called Crossroads. It's a really good one.
But it's
one.
Not the Britney Spears Crossroads.
No. Because I remember when the Britney one came out, I was like, that's not the real Crossroads.
Another real bad episode.
Oh, they did that movie?
They did that movie.
Crossroads 1986.
They did that circus.
Joe Seneca, Jamie Gertz, and Ralph Macchio.
Whew. Did you go down to New Orleans? You went down to Louisiana, or you went down to Georgia?
Joe Morton's in it. He plays slide guitar. Let's see.
Devil, you know, devil is in the details, literally here.
Mississippi.
Oh. Is one of these things going to be a threat?
Well, this is like the deal, right?
Yeah.
But I don't understand why... Oh, okay, so this is Johnny's payment for letting his dad get cured for cancer.
Yeah, this is like, yeah.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
I always forget why he has to be Ghost Rider. I thought it was like a gift I forget that it's a curse. That's the weirdest thing.
Yep. I'm going to say someone makes a threat. That whole devil conversation was...
Oh, it's totally...
A threat.
Yeah, because he threatened to turn him into Ghost Rider whenever he wanted, right?
Yep.
That
this
looks
like the opening to a Jerry Bruckheimer movie.
Yes, yes, it's the logo. That's like...
that's the tree that gets struck by the lightning.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Johnny
man.
Hernandez.
I wish they were playing, like, acoustic guitar picking, like... Dun, 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 dun.
Or just Despacito.
Yes, but the acoustic version.
Well, that's one thing I just caught up on Westworld, because I said, when we did the
Astro
Boy episode, I said no spoilers, but one thing I really like about Westworld, both first season and second season, is that composers...
Ooh, good transition.
...piano-slash-acoustic versions of, like, all, like...
Oh, yeah.
...Radiohead and Nirvana and, Black Sabbath.
Yeah, and like
Jack
White.
White Stripes. And what was that? The Rolling Stones, they did Paint It Black.
See, this is more like it. This is the stunt his dad should have died trying to do. Oh, but you saw, you ended up seeing as far as I was going to mention, by the way. I thought about it after. You saw the Old Man Delos episode, right?
Yes.
Where he's like trapped in that room?
Yeah.
Okay, so like the idea with, I was going with for Astro Boy, they make a android by using DNA from Astro Boy's hair, and it's like a perfect copy that can live forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the government should have been doing in that movie, cloning themselves into robot bodies so that they could live forever.
But as we learn in Westworld, it doesn't work.
No, but it worked in Astro Boy perfectly.
Yep. So and Cage is doing this because he wants to die, right? Like, he doesn't have a reason to live because he's cursed.
Yeah, he's, like, tempting his fate. He knows that, like, the devil's going to keep him alive, so he's going to sort of make the devil keep him alive by risking his life all the time. That's how I kind of read it. And how far are we into this when we turned into Old Man Cage? Or Old Man...
20 minutes. A little under 20 minutes.
Okay, Old Man Blaze.
Oh!
See, that would have killed someone. It would have been cool
feels
if they
like
had...
My skull's on fire.
Oof. I like the foreshadowing with his helmet, though.
Yep.
Ooh, there's Mr. Loge. See, I almost wish his heart stopped so that Cage died, and then, like, kind of...
Oh, jumped. Donald Logue, I forgot his
name.
Yeah. Donald Logue. Man, that collection of guys is, like, just, like, basically Smash Mouth.
It's Team Blaze,
That's his first line in the movie. Heck, is the black okay?
Heck.
Heck.
I should have saved my bad accent mark for his bad accent in this. It's not too best. Ooh, Elvis glasses.
The Ablazing.
So this movie's 11 years old.
Yeah.
He looks pretty awesome back then. He doesn't look that different. But
no, this is right in the era of the National Treasure movies where he's probably at his most, you know... I mean, he's not at his most rip shape. That's mid to late 90s. But this is definitely his most... I think probably his overall most handsome, most movie star sort of era.
Looks like classic look era. He's playing as him on the video game.
Love that hat. Oh, yeah, because he doesn't drink, because he just, Donald Logue offered him a...
Oh, right, oh, man.
Jelly beans.
A martini glass of jelly beans.
How far into this movie is that? 22. I'm going to make that the picture of him eating jelly beans.
Yeah, he's, like, obsessed with monkeys in this movie. There's, like, one or two times where he
asks
him to turn...
Boy, do we have a podcast for him. Monkey Club. What channel is this on? I guess Fox Sports.
It's on. It seems like he's flipping around. It's on more than one.
Oh,
so
boy.
Maybe he's up in like the ESPN channels.
Because we had the Fox Sports reporter interviewing him at the event. But do people care about like? I guess like when Evel Knievel like did his thing or Evel Knievel Jr. or whatever.
But you would think if people cared that much that there'd be another. There'd be more stunt guys traveling the country. Putting on shows. Like, this is a phenomenon. Like, I don't understand. I think it's because he can't die that,
yeah,
like,
maybe.
He's become famous Like, no one knows he can't die. Everyone thinks that he's pulling this stuff off because he's the greatest, but...
He is the greatest.
I really wish... I guess if this was my Ghost Rider, I'd have him pull, like try and pull, like, a suicide or something, you know, just to prove that he can't die.
Hashtag, if this was the... hashtag, if this was my Ghost Rider.
I guess that's a little too dark for this version, though. But, foreshadowing.
Ooh, Ghost Skull.
Okay, so now I think we're going to kick into the actual
Ghost Rider element
plot.
Because what's kind of cool about the second movie is that, I mean, it erases the entire movie, but like it does at least all of what this did in the first 25 minutes in 15 seconds.
Yes,
but right. Dad died. I'm the Ghost Rider.
Streamlined the whole first movie. Right. Oh, I like the clouds.
Although, I guess...
Oh, you know what those are? Those are Hurricane Heist clouds. Did you watch any
no,
of...
No, not yet. Not yet, I will.
I only watched the opening.
That's cool, like, 2007 CGI.
Yeah, that's like the first thing you learn in After Effects class. Like, I remember in college, like, how to make the scary face.
What... I think the problem... Like, I mean, like, but you... People don't know Ghost Rider. Like, they need to tell all this. Although... Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm also tired of origin stories in general, but I guess 11 years ago we weren't tired of origin stories.
Right. Yeah, no, the landscape's changed just so much.
Oh no, the devil's coming again.
I mean, for crying out loud, like, in Justice League, they basically use that movie to tell, like, three origin stories, and so that when those single movies come out, they can just get on with it.
Which I guess is maybe good.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
I don't think that part of Justice League was the problem. I think it was more or less like the mission and the bad guy and all that. Like,
just the rest of it?
Yeah, like I actually like the team building stuff and some
that's
of
another,
the
that's another
for.
Real bad. We're referencing so many real bad movies
they
today.
They did Justice League also?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Now you got to listen
those
to our
poor
shows.
Guys. No, I've listened to a lot before they were on our network. So was that before?
But then they join us, you're like, "I'm good."
No, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, they've done Maybe. A lot of DCU. They did Batman vs. Superman. They did that movie.
I listened to the Suicide Squad.
They did Suicide Squad. I think they've done every movie but Wonder Woman. But then the Contenders did Wonder Woman.
Well, then it's not a bad movie either, so it doesn't deserve to be
Looking
on the show.
Wonder Woman 84 with Kristen Wiig. Looking forward to Captain Marvel with Brie Larson.
Yeah, that's going
to
be dope.
Cage, if you grunt, I win. No pressure. I was listening when he like crashed his bike. He didn't grunt. Like, he didn't like even like exhibit pain. You know what I mean? He's just.
No.
I think we're gonna get a grunt out of pain. I think we're gonna get a grunt out of like exhaustion. You know what I mean? Like a ugh, one of those kind of things. Because he is still like ripped. Because he's at this point, he's like 42, 43 years old.
I love his Ghost Rider cave. It's just like all of his
Almost
bikes, his
books,
his pool table. Like, he's got a hideout.
Got his jelly beans.
He is obsessed with those jelly beans. I mean, he lives in his garage. He's a total Batman here. And I guess this would make him his Robin, but Loge is his Robin.
I guess. More jelly beans there.
More Monkey Club.
Is that a movie that they covered for Monkey Club? No.
I don't know if that's a movie. That might be...
An instructional video?
Yeah, or just like a show or a short or something. So this is the anniversary of the night his dad died? They really should have led with that. Like, on the night that his dad died, Johnny Cage is going to jump.
Johnny Blaze, man. Not Johnny Cage. Your brain is all over the place right now.
I'm over on playing some Mortal Kombat. I went to a really cool arcade the other day in my neighborhood that just opened up, and it's like all the old games, and I guess they had a Mortal Kombat 2, so I guess that was just like stuck in my brain.
We're also watching Nicolas Cage, which is, you know, that makes sense, but... I do love the jelly beans. Like, it's just such a bizarre... Is the jelly beans from the comics?
Oh, no way. No. of the Ghost Rider that I've ever read, no.
Huh. So that's just, like, a choice that they made for this movie.
I think it's a choice Cage made for this movie. I think he's like, you know what?
I got my jelly... Oh, Cage eating. Duh.
The second... Yeah.
I mean, sugar's a drug, right?
I mean, according to Poppy.
It's true.
Okay, just top build. That's right. Okay, eating.
I even needed a smoke, do drugs. Oh,
Did you win?
No, but when his skull smokes, we didn't say smoke cigarettes, his cage is smoking. It's just that his head is smoking.
Yeah,
so that's going
to
count.
I allow it. All they got to do is get to New Orleans, and I might win.
Do they go to New Orleans tonight?
I don't think so, but I mean, they're in Texas right now. I'm not sure how far he makes it. I get this movie mixed up with Constantine a lot. Like, I'm waiting for someone to steal the dagger and, like, cross the border. Do you remember? I forget what the Devil's Son does. I think he just, like, takes over a bar and creates a bunch of losers, and then they get beat up by Ghost Rider. I forget what he's after. Oh, he's after the contract of, like, El Segundo or something like that, or Acapulco. What is he after? He's after some damn contract of lost souls.
Devils are always after contracts of lost souls.
But I really get this mixed up with Constantine a lot.
But Constantine's a better movie than this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but they're both on the, like, occult comic rack. Constantine's a cooler character, too. I like him more. I should actually read more Constantine. Oh, man, we didn't get to see him, like, freeze everyone.
Who is this guy? Is this Wes Bentley?
Yeah, it's American Beauty.
No, Wes Bentley from We Are Your Friends, excuse me.
Oh, beg your pardon.
What did I just see him in, though? I just saw him... Oh, he's in Yellowstone, which is the new Taylor Sheridan TV show on Paramount. Oh, because this is the movie. Wasn't he, like, just high all the time in this movie?
Oh, he did it for drugs.
Yeah.
He came out and said that, right?
I think so,
Oh, you know, we'll be seeing him soon in Interstellar. That's another one I remember him from.
He's in Interstellar?
He's an Interstellar.
All right.
Oh, he played the game man in Hunger Games. He was like the first game master.
He was. But yeah, no, he is the guy... I don't remember his name, and Joe 2 is going to be so disappointed in me, but he plays the guy that Zeff wants to impress in We Are Your Friends. He plays Emily Ratajkowski's boyfriend.
Oh.
Such terrible CGI.
James. He plays James.
And We Are Your Friends?
Yeah.
How could I not remember a name like James?
That's all it says, James.
Hey, what's up? I'm Cole Carter. It looks like all these are men. Like, he's not attacking women, which is, I guess...
No, he attacked that lady.
Oh, yeah, he did grab her by the throat. And also overt sexism. Both of those. Can't believe we went to a bar and there was no billiards or bowling. Lone Star Beer. Had a lot of that when I was in Texas. And one of those when I was in Orlando. No, Shutterbach in Texas. Or in Orlando.
They kind of look related. I kind of buy this. Hey, by the way, Peter Fonda, all over, like, the Cage Club Network, I feel. Like, he's been in a couple Soderbergh things, right? Or at least one thing. I'm just thinking of The Limey.
Well, Bridget Fonda in It Could Happen to You.
There we go. And Little Buddha, she was in.
Is there a Fonda in Out of Sight?
No.
Who's in Out of Sight that could act?
Came up more. Oh, Bridget Fonda? But that was not Out of Sight.
I was saying It Could Happen to You.
Yeah.
I don't know.
J-Lo? Did she quit?
No, she's still on Boy Next Door. Fantastic movie. Fantastic movie. Man, there is just not enough Ghost Rider. We're 31 minutes in. We got an
hour
and a half left.
This is very blue, too. It's like all monochromatic.
Well, because it's a cold devil. It's not a warm devil.
Yeah, no, I know. But it didn't have to be
But I'm agreeing with you. Like, it doesn't look exciting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now the devil goes away, then it gets
brought
red.
Brought to you by Sobe. I wonder if there's any NOS energy drink in this. He's going to jump
field. He's going to jump between both uprights? That just seems needlessly complicated and dangerous.
Well, 100 yards, right?
No, I think he's jumping 120, maybe. If he's going through both uprights, they're at the ends of the... He's doing 120.
So why does he have the cane again? Just noticed it.
Karen. But... It's so weird. I love his choices, even though they don't... Oh. Is he going to drink them there? Yep.
Yep, just drinking hot coffee.
That just feels... difficult. Like, the angle you have to drink from is so extreme that it doesn't seem reasonable to do that.
Nope.
Love it.
And he doesn't feel like this. I mean, there's so much has happened since he was young Johnny Cage. I feel like he's a completely different
person.
Johnny drink every time I say Johnny Cage. But he just feels like such a different person. I feel like we didn't even need that opening 20 minutes because he's established, he's reestablished as like a total weirdo.
Yeah.
Like not as some lovelorn boy who seeking out fame and fortune or anything. Here she is.
Ava, Mrs. Ryan Gosling. I know that sort of, you know,
whatever.
Demeans who she is, but it's also, you know, we're a big fans of Ryan Gosling.
He is Mr. Eva Mendes. So.
Yep.
Wow, they just did a wipe between the old and the young and really looked just like a morph effect. It was so close. This is awkward. They haven't seen each other since he left her on the side of the road in the rain by the Bruckheimer tree.
Yep.
You'd think that she'd like approach him and be like, can we talk for a minute and then go right on the air? Or was... what is her goal? Just to humiliate him?
No, I think she just wants to get her job done and just get out of there, because I think she's upset, still, you know, rightfully so, holding a grudge that he abandoned her on the side of the road. You know?
Yeah. He totally screwed up. Just gotta accept the natural order of things, Johnny Blaze. I'm not saying, you know, should have let your dad die or anything like that, but, like, don't do a deal with the devil to keep him alive.
But, I mean, when you're a young, dumb kid, you might do stuff that you regret.
Oh,
no,
that's totally... I think that's the point that I wish they had sort of drove home a little more. That Johnny was, like, sort of rushed into things and didn't think things through. That was a long pause. That was a great pause that he did in between words.
Gotta love it.
Cage's character has multiple names. Yeah, because he's Johnny Blaze and Ghost Rider.
Yep, cool. For sure.
We're like 40 minutes in and I'm just noticing some of my bingo card categories here.
Hey man, it's never too late to bingo.
Is that a wacky wardrobe? It is if I ever saw one.
I'm okay with it.
I think it was airplane or airport.
That's one of them?
That's one of my thing. When did we put that
don't
on?
Don't know. Couldn't tell you.
I wonder if we should go through them and kind of take a few out.
No, I kind of like that we don't. Like that we, I think when we get... So in the real world of bingo, there are, I think, 75 squares.
Okay.
I think it goes up to 075. So I think we're only in the 60 still in squares.
Oh, okay. Then
so I don't think we should go past 75. I think we should still keep building up. But then if we get past 75, then we can whittle down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know we have Eva Mendes back from another Cage movie. Was he ever back in a Cage movie?
Donald Logue?
Yeah. Also looks like he could be in House Stark, if you were to ask me.
Yeah, that's fair. Donald Logue... I know him from Terriers, which I think I talked about.
I know for Grounded for Life, which was a great sitcom. I guess right before Terriers.
Oh, he's also in Gotham. He's like a star of Gotham.
Oh, right. I saw season one of Gotham. He's like the Gordon's partner.
He was in Charlie St. Cloud, hashtag Zack Attack. He was in Zodiac, which we'll get to eventually when we do David Fincher on Cinemakers.
That is a stacked cast, that movie.
Really is. Well, I mean, when you have a 3-hour movie, that's, you know, really good. He was in Reindeer Games.
Oh, my God.
Remember, he was the guy in the back of that truck?
Wow, I have blocked that out, Joe.
Hashtag Watch the Throne.
That has been pushed from the mind. Oh, he just said Nos. He just said Nos.
Oh, freak out. What else has he been? He's been in a ton of things. I'm just looking what else we could have covered. One episode of The X-Files in season one. Whoa.
Oh, this
episode is... Episode 3 of The X-Files. Okay.
Wow. Early adopter. How much NOS is in it? He said NOS again. Oh, his bike's loaded with NOS.
Now, Now, I would like to see, like, you know, what would happen if he, like, fell in between those blades?
That's what I mean. That's why, you know, as horrible as it sounds, I feel like there should have been a scene where he tried to kill himself and it just didn't work. Like, maybe put a, like, I don't know, jump out of a window or something? I don't know, but put a gun in his mouth and then it didn't kill him and you just hear the devil laugh.
Now, I have on my bingo card Cage in jail. I mean, he's in a metaphorical jail.
I don't know. I win if we get that, though.
Oh, then not. I'm not. then no. Because I don't think we're going to get war. Unless it's a war of good versus evil.
Oh, there was that.
Kid. Oh, here's my, like, 40-pound helmet, kid. Catch it. Catches it. Does not get killed.
Well, that's like the Jim Brown Coke commercial, right? Like, here, kid.
Yeah, but he didn't throw a helmet.
I know, but I'm saying it's a... No, it's not appropriate, but I'm sure at the time they were like, hey, do the thing from the old Coke commercial. Throw him your helmet.
Oh, helicopter. Bingo.
Oh.
I just realized what we were watching. So I'm at like 38 minute bingo.
I needed an airplane or an airport. New Orleans. Well, one way I needed either an airplane or an airport. Another way I needed New Orleans. And another way I needed jail. And another way Cage compromises a woman.
Which, does that happen in this?
Which hasn't happened. They do not sleep together.
I like this scene a lot.
You do like this scene. I like it separate from the movie, but I think it's ridiculous coming where it does in the film.
Well, that's fine to have, but, you know, Cage as the cocky showman.
No, it's... Yeah. I like how she sort of, like, dare I say, reignited the flame inside of him. Like, he's... You know, the first 10 minutes of him, he's very stoic, and now he's really coming out of his shell and being a goof.
Stuart. Oh, he's doing a stare and drive right now.
Wow.
With Eva Mendez.
Oh my gosh, what is that? This is like a senior thesis. It reminds me of PCU.
The interconnectedness of all things Cage Club Podcast Network. Because he almost, you know, got... I mean, he's not as good at the stare and drive as Brian O'Connor is, for sure.
But, and he's staring at
Although,
her.
To be fair, if I was riding in a car with Eva Mendez... I don't think I'd be able to take my eyes off her either. You know what I mean? It's just like...
I don't think I could drive right in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
Because he knows it wouldn't have mattered if it hit him.
Howdy.
Weird because... good.
I like... You know what I want? I want to roll as one of the construction workers on the side of the road. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like... doing their thing, like, barely shoveling any dirt. Just barely pickaxing dirt.
It's so awkward that they've stopped traffic on the freeway. Like that, and right. Luckily, it's right by the construction zone, so they have all these stop signs and slow down signs and stuff. But it's just, you know, imagine if this was like on like 202 or like 287, and he just pulls this car over in the middle of the highway.
Oh no, people would be furious. I mean, people, I think, are furious in the background. We just don't like see them. What's Eva Mendez most known for? Like, what roles?
Great call. I don't know.
What's her top 4 on IMDb? I'm gonna take a look.
Hit it up. Oh.
Ghost Rider. Eva Mendez. So she's best known for... Oh, Hitch. Makes sense.
Oh,
The
really?
Other Guys. Really? Makes sense. Place Beyond the Pines.
The Other Guys.
Hashtag
nice.
Boyfriend Material. And Ghost Rider. So I guess that makes sense. Because I feel like she's very famous. And like, I don't know...
I'm looking at the other stuff that she's in. And I didn't...
she hasn't acted in 4 years. Like, she and Ryan Gosling had kids, and like, she sort of stopped acting.
Bad Lieutenant. Oh, The Spirit. Yeesh.
Oh, they're also not furious because it's Johnny Blaze. Because he's the biggest star in the world. Because this is a movie.
This is a universe
in which...
The biggest star in the world is a stuntman.
Yep. I like how they're all in one lane, too. Like, why don't you use two lanes? I'm messaging Joe 2 right now.
Oh, Cage. My gosh. This scene is incredible. What ends up happening?
Oh,
in this
where
scene.
The waiter is like,
but she,
not
like,
impressed by her immortal beauty,
and she starts doing like a Rubik's cube, or no, the 8-ball. That's it. She's like a magic 8-ball with her. What the hell? And we don't even see. First of all, we don't hear when she asks it, and second, we don't see the answer. I mean, I guess we could assume she's going to say, "Is Johnny Blaze going to show up?" And the answer was definitely not.
Yep.
Oh, this is where he's going to freak out into Ghost Rider for the first time. He was going to show up to a date looking like that? I mean, he looks cool, but that isn't, like... dinner date attire, I feel. Is his hand glowing?
His hand is on fire a little bit, yeah. That's why he doesn't go, because he's dealing with the Ghost Rider.
No, I understand why he doesn't go, but I'm just saying
it
he doesn't seem...
Why is this not steaming?
Doesn't seem dressed for the occasion.
Oh, no, that's for sure.
He seems dressed to be turning into Ghost
Cage
Rider.
Smokes.
It's like, this is my changing into the Demon from Hell outfit, not my going out to meet Mendez for dinner outfit.
Cage literally smoked, because that's a second bingo. 43 minutes in. We kind of mark bingos like we do soccer goals. Like, we're like, in the 43rd minute, I got a bingo. You know? She's so, like, befuddled.
Well, there's no way she's ever been stood up before. And she didn't even want to give Johnny a chance. I mean, this is twice now.
I'm excited to do The Place Beyond the Pines again doing it for the first time, watching it again for Boyfriend Material, because I wasn't crazy about it the first time. Like, I love the Gosling stuff, and then that movie, like, have you seen that movie?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Alexa,
slow your roll, Alexa. Yeah, I love that movie.
But it's weird how it shifts focus.
I did not know that when I first sat down to watch it, that it was going to do that. I enjoyed that, though. Like, it's sort of like a generational thing.
Yeah. Sins. Plus, we got Ben Mendelsohn in the beginning, and him and Ryan Gosling. One of my most popular Vines, R.I.P. Vine. Does Vine still exist? Like, can I view my Vines?
I think there's, like, a Vine vault somewhere online.
I'm going to go to Vine.co.
That's a nice bike there. Nice new bike there, Johnny.
We've now placed Vine in an archive state. Okay. / soul popped? Would that be my...
The point. He's pointing. Do you have Cage points?
No, I wish. He's pointed a few times in this movie. He pointed at Donald Logue before, and he was giving him the cane. Vine. Soul popped.
The devil hasn't aged a day. His hair looks a little different. A little poofier.
Say New Orleans.
Oh, sorry.
There's one Vine I did where Gosling is holding the dog. He's all tatted up. He's smoking a cigarette. He's just, like, wiggling the dog back and forth. And Ben Mendelsohn's, like, sort of clapping on the couch. And it was, like, it was just so weird because it's just such a wonderful Gosling-esque thing to do.
He looks like Memento in that movie.
He does, although... Yeah, no, he does. Cause I was gonna say except with bleach blonde hair, but, like, yeah.
No, except the
same
hair.
Same thing, yeah. Oh, creepy. Not really.
Yeah, trying. I mean...
I do think if we ever remove things from Bingo, we should remove subtitles, because we're watching this with subtitles, and
yes,
I never know
that's
exactly...
Tough. Right. When. Usually it's in parentheses or...
Or a different font or on the screen or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Like italics. I'm racking my brain trying to think if any of these actors have been in Twin Peaks before. I'm just like, nope. Fonda never showed up in Twin Peaks. Loge never showed up in The Return. Here we go. Boom. You're gonna freak out.
It's fine.
I feel like this has some of the better CGI of the day, like, especially when he ghosts out and stuff. I remember seeing footage of this, I guess, released from Comic-Con, and thinking it was fucking unbelievable how cool it looked. Like, when he had the chain and shit, and he was riding up the building.
Out of time. So I just found out, as we're talking this, just posted a thing on the Too Fast, You Forever page, that we did not do, so in Universal, like in every, you know, theme park, there's the regular line, there's a single rider's line.
Okay.
So they use a single rider's line, if, like, you're not in a group, and you just want to go there, it's usually quicker, because they just, like, fit you in where there's a gap, right?
Okay.
But we didn't do the single rider's line, because we didn't see it, or we also didn't think to do it, but there's a whole, like, other world of... memorabilia, like, you, there's like the party entrance or whatever. But what's cool is that there's an entire wall of keys of all the cars that Dom has won. And in there is the Weasley's flying car from Harry Potter.
What?
There's the Blues Brothers car.
Nice.
There's
Ecto-1?
The Back to the Future car.
Oh,
the
cool.
DeLorean. There's like five or six other like really
you
cool
gotta get like Batmobiles on there.
But
that's
it's, no, but
great.
It's what it is, it's like the pink slip and the keys.
Oh, that's so awesome.
So say like Arthur Weasley and then whatever the kind of car is.
Oh my god, that'd be so funny.
It's so cool. So I just like Business Insider did a whole thing, so I put that up on our page.
It's like
it
Emmett Brown, DeLorean.
Facebook.com/Pikachu forever. But yeah,
oh, that's
it's
cool.
Super, super cool.
I also love this idea of Toretto jumping movie to movie, collecting cars, and like actually racing Marty McFly and stuff.
And winning.
And winning,
you know,
yeah.
Dom won another race.
Oh, maybe that's how he gets the car for Fast 9, when he goes back
he goes
to
back
the master
to
race.
The Chancellor.
To take out the main H-Man.
Yep.
To take that guy out for good.
Cape smoking again.
I would
you know,
love
I'm surprised.
To, I would love to see Tej show up, someone show up in, like, Fast 10 in a Batmobile. Be
yep.
like, look what I got, everybody.
And then, no, Roman would
Roman.
Show up.
Roman.
And then
Roman.
Tej would show up in a cooler Batmobile.
Well, like, Roman would show up with, like, the one from, like, Tim Burton, and then Tej would come with the
in,
Tumbler.
Like, the Tumbler. Exactly.
Oh, I love how he gets that high-pitched squeal.
Uh-huh. Oh, but what we were saying before is that not this past season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but last year they had the Ghost Rider there.
Yeah.
It was super cool. Like, that CGI was super cool.
I was actually hoping he was going to get a Netflix show. And then, because they were just passing him out like candy.
Yep.
I was very surprised they brought him into S.H.I.E.L.D., but
this is such
cool.
a long transformation, but now he's a Ghost Rider.
What's also cool about Ghost Rider, too, is, like, there's many different Ghost Riders. So, you know, you could have the guy from S.H.I.E.L.D., you could have this guy, you could have Sam Elliott. It was like that in the comics, too.
Well, I mean, now that Spider-Man Enter the Multiverse is a thing, like, you can have multiple of anybody. Nobody
well, there's
cares.
Actually, right now, I think Ghost Rider's a girl, to be honest. Like, I think
oh,
it,
really?
Like, she took up the curse and...
Huh.
So it can flip around.
You know what I'm surprised about that we don't have this movie yet as Billiards? Because I'm just thinking, you know, in a Cage movie...
Yeah, we do, don't we?
The Devil,
I'm
Charlie
sure
Sheen.
We do. Billiards?
In this movie?
Oh, in this movie?
No,
oh, I thought you meant
on the bingo card.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying because
we do. He has a billiards table at his apartment. I said that. I was
oh,
like,
really?
He's got a pool table. He's got this. Oh, did you? Did I give you another bingo?
No, not yet.
I think my favorite piece of origin is the origin of his chain. It's just so sad.
Well, that's just from it's something from hanging. That's what he
like. It was used to hang him, and then he. But like. I don't feel like that. I mean, yes, he uses a chain, but I didn't feel like it was. He just uses whatever's around. He can just turn anything into, like, a flaming thing. It's just kind of funny how they're like, how did he get that chain around him? I thought it was just part of his uniform.
But what I was saying is that, you know, we have in. What movie is that? Oh, it's, Deadfall, right? Where Charlie Sheen's the devil. He's playing
yes.
cool.
Mm hmm.
So I just equate Cage movies and the devil with billiards, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I buy that. So that's like Snake Man, which doesn't really fit into the whole elemental vibe. He looks
Is
more
Snake
like,
Man an actual person?
I don't think any...
You're just calling him Snake Man?
No,
like
I'm just calling him
character.
That because he looks like a Snake Man.
Yep.
But the rest of
oh,
them are supposed
to be... Uncle Jesse?
Elemental.
Have mercy. All out of mercy.
So much for Jesse and the Rippers.
Oh.
I think all the... I know Blackheart is definitely someone... You could actually play him in, like, video games. He doesn't look a thing like this. I don't
Wait,
know
so
about these other guys.
What's called the second movie?
What's the what?
When he lasses the person, it's called something.
The I don't know. I always get the Pen and Stare.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking about. That's not, okay. That's not the Pen and Stare?
No, he actually, like, stares into your soul and, like, burns it out of your body or something.
So this was Cage doing this, right?
Yeah, mocap Cage.
Yeah, okay.
And they didn't even do much. I think they just, like, there's behind... I know at least for the second one, he actually painted his face like a skull and was wearing, like, LCD lights so that they could get the lighting of his head right, and then everything else was just sort of colored over.
I like that now that he's Ghost Rider, his chariot is sort of...
Oh, it's
it can
it's haunted?
Come to him on command.
Oh, yeah. It's like a horse now.
Yeah. It is his steed. And now it's like
that
the most
good.
Badass chopper. That's a cool-looking bike.
Yeah. It looks like something, like, Jesse James would put together.
Time.
Like, reminds me of that scene in Death Proof where he's like, it's my Jesse James custom hot rod, son of a bitch. Like, oh, this is it.
You think I'm pretty, right?
Oh my gosh!
Like, not only just pretty, but like probably like one of the
gorgeous
10 prettiest women in Hollywood. In the world.
Oh, it's, what's her name?
Oh, Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, Rebel Wilson. I totally forgot she's in this.
As a hashtag goth teen. And then isn't she on TV later, like, espousing the virtues of how great Ghost Rider is?
I feel like she should have, because of her accent, I just feel like she should have been in Thor Ragnarok. Like, I want to see her in, like, a Taika Waititi movie or something. Like, I feel like she'd play well in, like,
well, maybe she'll be in the,
that
series. What We Do in the Shadows TV show,
yeah. That's coming on soon in New Zealand, apparently. I saw the trailer.
Oh.
It's called Something Paranoid. It's whatever the country, not the country, whatever the town was, but it's about the two cops.
Okay.
And the two cops go, like, oh, and there's all kinds of paranormal stuff going on. Here's the penance there. We got some surround sound, whirling hellfire.
All of these
tornado.
Bad things that he's done in his life.
This must take. I wonder how long this takes Ghost Rider to do. Like, is it an instant?
I think it's an instant. Although I think to the person watching it feels like forever.
Oh yeah, I think they're trapped in that. I think that's what's playing in their head now forever.
It's like their own hell.
Yeah, because remember their eyes get all like burned out.
Oh.
It feels like a little much of a punishment for just being like a stick-up kid.
Well, don't be a stick-up kid.
No. But, like, Ghost Rider's not the kind of guy to drop you off in front of, like, a hospital or a prison or anything.
No, I mean, that's also... This looks like New Orleans.
It's supposed to be Texas, so...
But it looks, well, yeah.
I don't know where in Texas we're supposed to be. Dallas, maybe?
I don't know, because, like, there's... Texas is weird in that, like, you can drive half an hour, like, from Austin. Like, Austin's, like, everywhere. Like, whatever you want to look for in Austin, you could basically find... And, like, you can go half an hour one way, and it's, like, middle of nowhere, like, you know, like, Sam Elliott's farm. Or you can be, like, in the city, you can be, like, where the graveyards are, like, whatever you want to be.
I don't remember him being, like, a reverse werewolf. Like, I didn't think that was a...
Oh, not even a werewolf, just, like, a regular werewolf. Like, he's not a reverse werewolf.
No, well,
they turn...
I guess you're right. When the sun comes out, they go back. Yeah, he's, like, I didn't know Ghost Rider had werewolf properties to him. I thought he just had to calm down, and he would...
He crawls to his dad's
grave. I thought he was more like a Hulk, you know? Like, he gets angry and he flames on.
Oh, Sam Elliott. Bonehead.
Ooh, I know who you are.
Did he just spit fire?
No, it's Chaw or whatever.
Okay.
But
just illuminated by the sun?
I think he was brought there by the writer.
Morning, Bonehead.
I'm gonna have to learn all about you now.
I'm working on my Sam Elliott.
Oh, it just feels like my skull's on fire. I like that Sam Elliott knows what it feels like to be, like, have a Ghost Rider hangover and gives him all those waters to drink. Also, here's some more religion / spirituality.
Oh, yeah. Lots of it.
For sure.
Now is
we haven't had a red sports car yet, have we?
That's him, Carter Slade. No, no red sports car.
That's him, Carter Slade?
Isn't that him, Carter Slade? Yeah.
I don't remember. Maybe.
This is my grave. I hang out here sometimes.
I think you gotta go deeper. I don't think that your impression's deep enough.
No, I can't get that deep. He was like...
He's still alive, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My skull's on fire.
I think the key to a good Sam Elliott is getting so bassy you can't even understand what the person's saying.
You know, mustache still impressive here, but the mustache less impressive with the full beard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wish they didn't have that. But you could tell he only grew that beard for like a week, and he's had that mustache for years.
Mm-hmm. Is he married to somebody?
like somebody famous.
Yeah.
I always used to think he was married to Cher because the two of them were in a movie together I watched a million times growing up called Mask, the Rocky Dennis story.
He's married to Catherine Ross, who's a film actress.
Oh, I know. Yeah, from The Stepford Wives. She's amazing.
The Graduate, Butch Cassidy, The Legacy, The Hero, mm-hmm. Stepford Wives, Donnie Darko.
Yeah, she's Donnie's therapist. But yeah, she's great actor. I love her stuff.
So you know who I just found out in the last couple of months were married? Were Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen.
Yeah, yeah. That's why their whole thing on Curb Your Enthusiasm is like...
And she, before that, was married to Malcolm McDowell.
That I didn't know. Huh.
Yeah. And they have a kid together.
How do you know?
Oh, and their kid together, the kid they had together, made The One I Love, that Mark Duplass...
Huh.
Elizabeth Moss movie. Like, he's a director and a writer and...
Oh, I saw that movie. I think I saw that. Is that when there's multiples?
Yeah,
I saw that movie.
Good. I like that Ava Mendez is the only reporter, the only non-sports reporter in this entire world, that she's just always on the scene.
And I also love that she's able to, you know, just put the past behind her again and get back to business. She's not dwelling on the fact that she got stood up or anything. Like, she's just back at work. Like, life goes on.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Chilling to her bones.
That guy looks familiar.
What happens in this movie? I guess he just has to confront the devil, right?
Dude, it's like so little has actually happened in this movie. It's amazing. That
all
that's
happened
long.
Is he became Ghost Rider.
And they reconnected.
But then he
and that's
again.
It.
Yeah.
And then the devil's son is doing something, but like I think we find out now, an hour in, about the contract that Blackheart's after. Where he's like, Blackheart's after a contract that I hid when I didn't want to be my Ghost Rider anymore. I always wonder when I see caves, whatever. Can't talk today. Whenever I see Nick Cage's sleeves, it's like, I wonder how much tattooage cover-up is going on here. Because he's, like, inked up both arms.
Yeah.
He's, like, full sleeves and everything. Just once I'd like to see a movie where he's got his tats on.
Like, and not, like, his 8-ball tat from Amos and Andrew? Penance stare. It sears the soul.
That is the ultimate line for him.
Sears the soul of the wicked.
I'm trying. I don't know if I can. I think I can probably get deeper
there.
Than
it's
you.
Good. I like
I just
it.
Can't be as... I can't. My imitation game is not as strong as yours, but I think I can get deeper.
I don't think I saw that movie, The Imitation Game.
I did. Which that's one? The Benedict Cumberbatch one, right? Yeah. Alan Turing.
Oh, I did see that eventually. Yeah. Oh, that's right, because I think I mentioned to you, that's like the... I found a biopic that's not about an asshole, like, or doesn't make him out to be.
Just the rest of the world's an asshole. That's
pretty
the,
much,
that's
yeah.
That's why that movie. Hey, you're gay? Too bad. Go get castrated.
Right. Go fuck yourself, man. Like, oh, you're a genius, but this other
you
thing?
You ended World War II? But you like dudes? We're gonna cut your balls off.
Oh, man.
That's what happens.
Yeah, no, chemical castration. I mean, I'd kill myself, too, if they did that to me. Jesus. It reminds me of The Endless, though, because that was, like, one of the things he told his brother. He's like, they're all castrated at the commune. And you still never find out if that's, like, true or false, but you can kind of conclude.
The Endless is on sale. The Blu-ray is already on sale at Best Buy for $13, but you can't. It's not shipping, and you have to pick it up in store, and it's nowhere in New Jersey, so...
I got it.
You got the Blu-ray?
Yeah, I ended up getting the Blu-ray because it has all the... It had the director's commentary.
From Best Buy or from where?
I got it at Best Buy, yeah.
For $13 or for more than that?
No, it was like $13.
God damn it. I mean, it's on Amazon for like $16 or $17, so it's not like too much more, but... $13...
I was even shocked that they had it at Best Buy in the first place. It was the last copy. I was like, well, I think this is the only copy they got.
Probably.
And then I went and I watched Resolution, their first movie that I never knew existed, and...
Like I told you, I think like it's Resolution is
right there.
I
like
think
first
it's
attempt,
what they wanted
something.
To make. They wanted to make The Endless and just didn't have the money, or they didn't have the skills, they didn't have whatever.
It's similar. You could see a lot of the seeds planted there for sure.
Or there's something they were saying. Like I think like maybe one of the actors, one of the characters from Resolution is like in The Endless or something.
there's like a, I don't want to spoil it because it's cooler if you don't know, but there's a bit of a crossover.
Okay, go see The Endless. The Endless is good. Spring is good. Spring is very different, but Spring is good.
I've been watching so much Office lately. I thought that this was the guy from New York, David Wallace. I thought this was when he walked in. I was like, what the hell is he doing in this movie? But Comedy Central has just been barraging everybody with The Office. It's like 5 or 6 hours, like 4 nights a week. And really? They've already burned through the entire series twice this year.
Burned through?
Yeah, so like they've already ran the entire series. Like they're coming up on the end of it for the second time now. And I was telling Brian at your party last week, I was like, yeah, I've been like watching it while I edit, and then I go on Netflix and I rewatch the episodes and pay attention to them. Hmm. I don't understand why he's trying to keep like that low profile look when no one knows he can turn into Ghost Rider. No True. One would suspect that he had anything to do with this, but he's doing that awesome sort of like got my hand in front of my face, so I hope you don't see me.
I like that everybody thinks that she's insane.
She's really keeping it together, too, for what she experienced.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it was the less traumatic of the two things that happened to her that night. Mugged. Probably worse so than meeting Ghost Rider.
Well, I mean, Ghost Rider did save her, but I think just the imagery of Ghost Rider would damage me. You know, if you True. Saw that in real life, it'd take me a while to sort of be able to talk to someone coherently. That's the best.
West
She's
side.
Like flashing gang signs.
Little did we know that 4 years later she'd be Fat Amy. What was the first pitch for her? Like 2011, maybe? 2013, maybe?
I wonder, where would I...
4 to 6 years later?
I mean, we're playing Where Did We Know Him From today, so what the hell? Where I know I knew her before that movie and before I knew she was in this.
But she wasn't in Bridesmaids, right? That's
Yes, wasn't she? No.
Was she? Melissa McCarthy was
right.
The Rebel Wilson role. That's a really... Not,
no,
not
she's in Bridesmaids.
Is she?
She's Bryn. Whoever that is. I thought that's... Pitch Perfect, Pitch Perfect 2, Bridesmaids, How to Be Single. But I feel... Pain and Gain, she's vaguely in.
It made me really happy. There is...
Oh, Bachelorette.
Know, at the end of every year... Oh, I don't like Bachelorette.
I
at the end of
good.
Every year, I watch David Ehrlich's year-end videos, and I've been watching them, like, really for, like, 3 or 4 years, and I love them. And then I've gone back and watched the earlier ones, and I was really, really happy to see, I think for 2012, like, Pain and Gain was in the top 25, because he just, like, it was close to 25, it was, like, 24, 25. Ripped cage in the mirror.
Holy, oh, these, are those real abs? Remember we had this real, we had, like, a whole thing going on. Real or fake abs?
Those look fake.
They do look fake. CG abs.
Chomp, 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 chomp.
That is so bizarre. They're doing, like, the Captain America thing to him, where they, like, put his head on, like, a CG body of himself.
Yeah.
Still, though...
I mean, it could be real.
I think it's a blend. I think it's, like, half and half.
None of those things were a grunt, I don't think.
So now he's gonna go catch up on, like, literature on
well,
the devil.
Faust, because it's all about the devil.
Yeah, but you know, not just like one page of it. He should just go watch the movie Faust. You probably have a better idea of
well,
what's
like
going
eight
on.
Versions of Faust. There was one I saw a couple years ago that was just like
I've only seen the silent film one, which I liked.
There was one for a couple years ago that I just really.
He should go watch Crossroads with Ralph Macchio, and he'd know exactly what's going on.
With Britney Spears?
No. Dare I say, there's a better movie named Crossroads than the Britney Spears one.
So there was, I don't know if you listened to the Contenders episode from a week ago, from this week, I guess, this past week.
Oh, yeah, Ocean's 8?
Ocean's 8.
Yeah.
Where they were talking about, in that world, there's the fashion designer who, like, created Prada.
Right.
And then Anne Hathaway was in The Devil Wears Prada.
Right.
But Anne Hathaway in this world is not Anne Hathaway, she's somebody different.
Yes.
So Eisen was saying, in this world, is does Anne Hathaway exist?
Yes.
Or did whatever her name is, whatever character name was, she the one who played?
No, I think it's product. A test situation where there's doppelgangers left and right. Like, okay. People just look alike in that universe. So, like, I believe George Clooney exists, but, as well as Danny Ocean.
So then there's an Anne Hathaway and an Anne Hathaway doppelganger, and they're both mega movie stars?
I guess so.
All right.
Well, that's why a lot of people were sort of just like, one way not to fix that, but to make that movie a lot more fun was if she was just playing herself. If she just was Anne Hathaway, and they sort of took
She basically was, but just not by
name.
And
it would have been playing off of something established in the universe, but with the Julia Roberts thing, too, by having real, and Bruce Willis being real people.
Yeah, that movie was fun, but not as fun as it could have been. It was close.
I mean, it's so close. It's the closest you could probably get without Soderbergh actually behind the camera, you know?
I mean, he watched it 8 times last year, so I guess
I know. I mean, he's heavily involved probably with the editing and the script and everything like that, but I heard they cut. There were a couple more original members showed up, and they cut Matt Damon out, which I only care about because he is on a fucking roll with cameos.
Yep.
And, like, it's just... I know they don't want it. They didn't want it to get... They wanted it to stand on its own as much as it could, so they didn't want to bring too many people back. And when they did, they didn't want to bring, like, the super famous ones back.
Yeah, but I mean, still, I like that spoiler alert for Ocean's 8, that Shen showed up.
And I liked early on seeing Ruben made sense because he was always sort of like the backer.
If you didn't cross it off before,
oh.
Attractive woman finds Cage irresistible, for sure, in this scene.
Oh, yeah. That's not on my card.
Yeah, Ruben's back.
But that made sense because, like, you would figure he would deny her the money to back the heist or something, which he essentially does. He's like, I can't.
Because it is weird how, like, the movie sort of takes place in the universe and also not at all in that universe. Like, it's like... Well,
it's on the other side of America. It's, like, on the other coast. So
true.
It feels really sort of secluded in a way. Like that. And that's kind of what I liked. I like that. Like, I almost wanted that in Ocean's 13. Like, I was like, I don't mind that we're at a casino, but can we be in, like, you know, another state? Can we go to the south and be in, like, a casino, I don't know, Mississippi or something?
A riverboat.
Oh, man.
Well, because doesn't Ocean's 11 start, like, Danny Ocean starts in New Jersey?
Yeah, in Atlantic City, yeah. Right. And also, that's great, too, is he only goes back to jail because, like, he missed his
He fled
parole.
From there. He left the state, broke parole. Like, what is even happening in the scene?
I don't even know what's going... Why is... I mean, they're supposed to be reconnecting.
Yeah, but they've already reconnected. They made out. Like, it's just... I can't wait for Spirit of Vengeance. Like, I wish I
feel like
this is not because, I mean...
Extended footage, too. Like, remember, we're watching the long cut.
But I think this... I mean, I watched all of this...
That was, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah, was it really?
I haven't watched Ghost Rider 1 and 2 since we watched them for Cage, and that was definitely
2015. I've also never watched them in the same day.
So remember, this was around the time... It's funny, because we're going to be... By the time this comes... Well, no... I think maybe by the time this comes out, but a very soon Watch the Throne that we're going to do is.
Oh, this episode we're recording today comes out Thursday.
Oh, okay. So on the whenever we're doing the road,
next Friday.
Okay, so the reason I bring that up is because that movie and this movie were like some of the early Blu-rays that I rented. Like I would go to Blockbuster and just rent DVD, 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 and then finally I like started cracking and renting Blu-rays. And I remember renting this on Blu-ray. And I think The Road was another one. I was watching it the other night.
I've never seen The Road. I read the book, but we're recording that peek behind the curtain. We're recording it tonight. So after Mike leaves here, I'm going to watch The Road, and we're going to record it with Kara tonight. Kara of Wistful Thinking. We've got a big week of podcasts ahead of us.
I know, yes.
And I got on Tuesday. We're not recording, but Joe 2 and I are doing She's the Man. So we got a big, tonight we got The Road. Tomorrow we got Insomnia.
That's right. I watched the original Insomnia.
Okay.
I'm going to watch the other one tomorrow or tonight if I could fit it in. I'm optimistic about the remake. I'll just put it like that. Like,
was the first one not good?
No, the first one, like, I liked it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I liked it. I didn't remember anything about the remake when I saw it. So, like, this felt very fresh. And I was like, okay, I'm anxious to see what Nolan does with it.
Sure.
Then so I call him Daddy Skarsgård just because, like, all of his kids are fucking actors, but is it Stellan Skarsgård?
Stellar Skateboard.
Yeah. So, in the original Insomnia, he looked exactly like Christopher Nolan. It's scary. It's so scary.
I can see that.
It's so weird. Like,
Mr. Nolan has that, like, Icelandic blood.
Yeah, he's got, like, that, right.
That Norse.
Scandinavian that Norse sort of look. Yeah. Right. But he would, like, walk, and plus it's, like, 20 years ago, so Stellan was much, like, sort of thinner and less wrinkles and stuff. And, like, he walked into the room, and his hair was combed over blonde, and he's, like, got this sort of sharp featured nose and stuff.
Cage under arrest. Oh, Cage in jail? Oop. Oh, no, I don't think he goes to jail. I think he gets out of this.
We should just change that, maybe, to Cage arrested?
Nah, because I don't even think he's going
to
get arrested.
Or add Cage arrested. That guy is definitely familiar to me now. I've seen him chew people out in other movies for sure.
Okay. Maybe he does go to jail.
I don't
think... Cage in jail.
Wow.
You get a bingo?
Bingo!
I get a bingo, too.
I totally forgot that he gets interrogated.
Hour 13.
Dark Knight style. Crazy.
Or Homicide: Life on the Street style, which is a show that I want to see. Have not yet. But Brooklyn Nine-Nine did an episode this year where Andre Brower basically, I guess, reenacts Homicide: Life on the Street, where it's him and... Do you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine or no?
I've seen episodes. I'm trying to... I want to go back and start from the beginning.
Andy Samberg, so it's, you know, Holt and Jake Peralta interviewing Sterling K. Brown.
Okay.
Who, you know, from OJ, from... He was Darden in OJ. He's on This Is Us. He's just a fantastic actor.
Yeah, I know him, but I didn't see OJ yet.
And, oh my God.
I watched the actual trial when it was going on.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
I know. I still got to see it. I know Travolta's, and yeah.
Your Uncle Juice. But we got... It's just basically the three of them, the entire episode, and just, like, them interrogating him. That's great, because it's not... Like, it's a comedy, and there's still funny elements, but it's also just, like, just great. Mm.
I just got a heavy Hank Azaria vibe off of this dude.
I can see that. Do you watch Brockmire, or no?
No, but... man.
Brockmire is... It's really becoming, like, a how broken can this guy get?
I really got a... catch up on a lot of TV. I'm
you just don't
that.
Do TV.
Just,
you do movies. That's
no,
fine.
No, but I'm also... It's also... I'm spending a lot of time with these novelizations now.
Which I feel is the worst... Honestly, it's the worst way to spend time.
No, well, I mean, I thought so, too, until I reached XXX, Return of Xander Cage. This book is a fucking Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. It's amazing.
Well, so far, all the, like, big reveals in these are that, like, a lot more women get raped in these books than get...
Oh, I know. That's,
like,
that's
terrible. I finally watched Alien 3... Did not like it. Listen to your episode, and again, somebody else, like, she talks about how, like, I wouldn't call it rape. It's just like,
yeah,
what? Like,
the
who
book
gives these people, like, the is... permission to, like...
Plus, that guy wrote, like, a lot of the Star Wars, now legend, but
EU?
Expanded universe stuff. Yeah, he's a really supposedly good writer, too.
Because they removed the EU. The EU's no longer canon.
No, yeah, it's just legends now. They're legends. Oh. They're just stories that have been told. They never really happened. So then a lot of people are pissed off for no good reason.
Yeah.
I don't understand that whole thing that's popped up over the past month or whatever about Star Wars. It just baffles my mind. I mean, I understand people just want to hate, but I don't...
Well, the hater's going to hate.
Yep.
I'm just going to shake. Shake it off. Putting Cage in prison... Like, I understand, like, you know, there's probably a lot of people who, like, sort of fake crazy that they don't want to be in here, but, like, this just feels like a recipe for disaster. Number one, because he's a celebrity.
Well, let's end up what happens, right? He basically penances everybody except for, like, one kid. The black kid in the hoodie.
Yeah.
The Trayvon kid. But I guess that was... that wasn't yet. A lot of these guys look like familiar character actors. This guy looks like he might have played Jason.
Oh, they're
Voorhees.
All pissed because he didn't die.
But oh, right, because he
watched.
Yeah,
they all paid so that he could, like, crash and die, and they didn't. He didn't die. Monkey in the Cage.
Oh my gosh, Monkey Cage. It's the third monkey reference. I like how this dirty trucker has a pristine hat. His trucker hat is, like, brand new.
Yeah, there's no dip on it. Oh man.
They want his jacket.
Uh-oh. Well,
I think Ghost Rider overreacts a little bit. I'm just saying. Not saying he shouldn't.
Is that a grunt?
Act.
That sounds like a grunt.
He cracks his knuckles.
Fourth bingo, 1 hour, 17 minutes in. I did like that the sprinklers came on. They cannot put out this flame.
Nope.
This eternal flame, as the Bengals once sang.
Cool. Oh, he does steal his jacket. But it's like the same jacket.
Well, no, these have spikes.
No, but he grows the spikes. Like, he could have... I feel like he could have done that to his own jacket.
Maybe.
Did he take the gauntlet, too? The glove?
I don't know.
Were the gloves part of the jacket?
All right, let's look back at the kid who stood up for him. So I guess it's not like the Medusa in that you can't just... Like, you don't just stare at him like you just die.
No,
he just,
yeah.
Like, want you to die.
No, you ha- he needs to, like, pull you close and stare into your soul to burn it out of you. That's cool. I wish I could do that.
Do you?
I mean, on command. I don't want it to be, like, a random thing where I have lava hands, but, you know.
Surprised we haven't had a red sports car yet. Feels like a missed opportunity. Well, we've had a lot of bikes.
Well,
if we were playing the Fast and Furious game, we've got cars, we've got bikes, we've got helicopters.
There's a Mack truck, there was a camper.
Yeah.
I feel like they explore that more in the second one, the idea that whatever he rides turns into a hell machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gets possessed
Ooh,
too.
Cars. Impound. Oh, here comes the bike out of the impound lot.
Oh, on its own?
Yep.
I wish the bike talked. I wish the bike was like, out of the way!
I like that the bike has a rib cage. That's cool.
Yeah, it's all bone bike now.
Yep.
Just like him, it's the skeleton of the bike.
Now, why would you do that?
Well, it worked a little.
Yeah, but you just made him mad. Innocent. Uh-oh. He doesn't even hurt the cop. Or does he? No. The cop knows what he did.
Cop's done more good. This cop, at least, has done more good than bad, so he gets to live.
I sort of wish that was like a hello there, hell
yep.
here.
Yeah. No, well, it is. It's rage. From garage to rage. That's so lame.
No, that's super cool.
Okay.
I think what you meant is super cool.
No, I wish it was better.
There's not a lot you can do with garage.
They shouldn't have done anything with it, is what I'm saying.
Or get rid of the AR. And get rid of the part of the
G
that's cage.
Or just...
No, just cage.
Or can't... Oh, that would be cool. I was going to say, is there some way they could just have a GR, so it's Ghost Rider. G-A-R-A-G-E. G-R. Ghost Rider.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I would have been asked to leave the writer's room.
Yeah, maybe.
Here's the Comic-Con stuff I saw I thought was so fucking awesome in 2007. And then next year, Favreau comes with Iron Man, and he's like, check this out. Yeah, water can't put him out. And now he's going to do the... Oh, this is very Triple X here, what he's doing. Riding a motorcycle on the water. Like, that is so Xander Cage. There's another Cage. Xander Cage?
Yep.
Johnny Cage?
Yep.
Nick Cage?
Yep. Luke Cage?
Luke Cage. Weston Cage. His name is Abigor? Why can't his name just been, like, Windy?
Windy?
Yeah, because he's the element of wind.
I'm sure Abigor means something. Like, I just found out, so, Melissa, who was on the first episode of this, when we did it for actual Cage Club OG, we do the New York Times crossword puzzle every day, and I found out yesterday that the word lacuna, or lacuner, which means of relating to lacuna, basically means, like, the time between, or, like, gaps in time.
All right.
And what I did not realize is that, like, what this triggered in me was that in Final Fantasy VIII, which is one of my favorite games of all time, there's a character you play named Lacuna Coil. No, Lacuna Coil is a band. Lacuna Lore.
Okay.
And Lacuna takes place during dream sequences, basically.
So, okay.
When the main character falls asleep, he sort of become this guy. So it's literally the time between. So like, his name is named after this like Latin word that means the time between. So I'm sure Abagor means something at
means
some
wind
point.
Element or something.
More so than like, that's a Stan Lee cameo. If that's if
oh, absolutely. I mean. If there ever was one, either that or maybe like the maitre d' at the restaurant earlier.
I do like that. I mean, not that I like, but even like 11 years ago, we were sort of having minor 9/11s. You know, him just like destroying buildings. Like he's not like wrecking buildings. Another helicopter, but. You know, it's not as bad as Superman vs. Zod, but it's, you know...
Yeah, he's doing... It's like, minor. Yeah, he's not putting anybody in danger. He's just wrecking shit. Like, he's not hurting... I don't feel like he's hurting any good people by accident. I don't know what his trick here is, though, with the helicopter. It seems like he's going to hurt this guy. This is probably the major set piece of the movie. Just this Ghost Rider ride...
Although it's all CGI.
Mostly, yeah.
This guy's just like in a little box somewhere.
Oh, and then the next one, he's actually going to piss fire.
Yep. What a connection. What a Cage connection. Can I apologize, Cage? Let him go. Oh, he did. Okay.
The helicopter just takes off.
Like, there's no. Like, the fact that, like, the police presence is not here. Because of what the devil is doing, but because of what Cage is doing, just feels like a missed opportunity. Like, they should try to be stopping them, and then Cage would show up, and they're like, well, we don't like that he's a vigilante, but he helped us, or whatever. You know what I mean? But the fact that, like, they're
they should
after
be
him,
after Blackheart. Yeah. Right. And Ghost Rider should be, like, this inconvenience that's getting in the way. Because they're both after the same thing, and then ultimately team up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, so he's just gonna create a... A fan, right? With his, chain. This is such a thing. The Flash relies on the super fan way too much, too, I feel.
You cannot catch the wind, but you can create the wind. Oh.
What's it going?
This has never happened to me
What's
before.
What's happening? He found out my weakness. Who'd have thought being wind would have sucked?
He makes a fire vortex.
Should have been the fire element, bro.
But then he could have chained him. Well, Cage is the fire element, essentially.
Yeah. Should have been a better element, bro. And they're handing him out in hell. You really got the short stick. The money shot.
And now he's breaking more windows.
I wish he had just, instead of jumped off the building and, like, whipped back on, I wish he had just driven down the building like normal.
Ava Mendez should be filming this, I think. Or, like, should be on camera, but she's not. Like, they've established her as, like, the reporter for all things Nicolas Cage, all things Johnny Blaze, but she's not. Like, where's her partner?
There is no, like, real news on the scene here. She's not even on the job right now, it seems.
Exactly. Like, it feels like a real missed opportunity here. She should be there. She should be reporting live from scene, first on the scene.
This is a very popular scene in superhero origin stories. This is, like, right out of in the Hulk, when the Hulk, like, creates a big scene and everyone's around, and then his girlfriend walks up to him to try and
hey, big guy.
Calm him
Sun's
down.
Getting real low.
Not that Hulk yet. We're not there yet. The Eric Bana one. With Suit Lady. Isn't that
you know, I understand that, like, it's sort of, I guess, cop mentality or whatever to shoot first and ask questions later, but, like, he's a skeleton on fire. Why are bullets going to stop him?
Exactly. Get the fire department down here. They're like, oh, there's a thing on fire walking around. All right, you want the water or you want the bullets? Let's start with the bullets, and we'll move to water if it doesn't do anything.
Wes Bentley is pleased. Well, even the sky looks like it's on fire.
Why is Wes Bentley pleased? He just lost his wind friend.
Well, I think because he sees that Cage is going, he's Breaking Bad, maybe. I guess maybe the goal here is that he wants him to, like, join his ranks. Join the ranks of the undead, join the ranks of the evil, you know what I mean? But Cage is still in love, he's still guided by Sam Elliott.
Yeah, he's too human.
Yeah.
He's alive, ultimately, is what's the problem.
So is Sam Elliott, like, of normal age, or is he semi-immortal?
I think he's being...
Well, he died. We saw his gravestone. He was a tombstone.
I think that's just his... I think that's just, like, an empty grave.
Oh, that's where he's
I think that's just his alibi. Like, oh, I'm actually dead. I think what's going on with him is the Ghost Rider's keeping him alive until he uses it up. So after his last ride, I think he'll die a natural death of old age. I'm not positive, though. It's hard to tell when the opening sequence took place. It seemed like it was the 1800s, not the 1900s. But, I mean, if it was like 1930 or 40...
Conceivable. Anything good on? That's your entry question?
You work at a television station, Captain. I mean, there's lots of good stuff.
My caramba. Oh, Johnny Blaze. There's only like half an hour left in this movie, and like, there's no conflict set
Nothing
up.
Nothing has happened. It really feels like one of the most empty movies.
Like, why is Blackheart not like just causing mayhem and panic? Like, they're sort of like torturing or trying to torture Cage, but that's it. Like, they're not doing anything of like significance. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just around, literally lurking in the shadows. Waiting for what exactly? I don't know.
I don't know either. I think they're maybe waiting for Ghost Rider to dig up the contract for them, and then they're going to come in and swoop down and take it from him. But has he even talked about this stupid contract yet? This is probably it. With like a half hour left, we finally find out what like the MacGuffin is.
Slade made a deal.
So there's a guy in this movie on Team Blaze. Is the actual human's name who plays the guy, Tony Ghost Hawk.
Okay.
That's a guy's real name.
Okay.
Okay, so Wallow Abagor... I'm looking up the bad guys' names if I can find them.
Are the character names or the actors' names?
The characters.
Blackheart.
Windy. No, his, yeah. I'm looking up Abagor now. I want to see... Oh, Abagor Marvel. He was an actual... Oh, it's the movie one. Abagor is a demon, a member of the Hidden... A trio of fallen angels who hid themselves in the natural elements waiting for Judgment Day. Abagor hid himself in the wind, gaining its characteristics and powers.
Oh, you're like looking up like there. Okay. See, like it makes sense. Like they drew the name from somewhere. Oh, look at that Canadian tuxedo. Look at how much denim he's wearing.
Dude, that's a Jay Leno tux, yeah. I mean, I know they call it a Canada.
Is this Jay Leno's garage? Are we
Jay Leno's garage right now? Keanu Club crossover.
He kind of has a Jay Leno vibe about him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
A little heavier, you know.
Sort of like the chin thing.
The hair, same hairdo. If he was gray instead of auburn?
I think if you put anyone in head-to-toe denim, they look a lot like Jay Leno.
Probably. I just think he's got the whole face and body for it, too.
Maybe he should play Jay Leno.
In a biopic?
Or in, like, the Conan story.
Yeah. Well, Conan did the Conan story, which is Conan O'Brien Can't Stop, Won't Stop, whatever that documentary was called.
Late Shift is pretty good, too. It's about Leno and Letterman.
Oh, yeah. Never saw that, but I heard about it.
Ugh.
Sun's going down. That means Cage's Blaze is coming up. This is the night, though. This is the night
it's
all gonna happen, right?
Mm-hmm. The one he's all been waiting for.
For bravery beyond duty. I wonder if anybody's listened to this. A, number one, still, probably not. But B, if they're here, and then, like, if they're watching the theatrical version, and, like, none of this makes
any
sense.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know I think we told them we were watching the extended cut, but that's
like,
gotta be hilarious.
When I was doing... When we watched Fate of the Furious, we watched the extended version, which is an extra, like, 13 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote down times of, like, pictures I wanted, but then, like, the version I was, like, pulling screenshots from was the theatrical version. And, like, after a little bit, like, none of it lined up, so I, like, had to sort of figure out where, you know, Jason Statham found the baby on the plane. You know what I mean?
I will beat you like a Navajo drum.
Cherokee drum.
Oh, well, he shouldn't have said Indian drum at all. He should have just said, I'll beat you like a drum.
But, I mean, he's The Rock. He's allowed to be a little racist.
Well, he should have... Well, he... But he, what's it... Like, where he's from?
Samoa.
Yeah, there's... I feel like he could have said, like, a Samoan drum or something. Like, that would have been cool.
Maybe. But yeah, I don't like that movie. I'm not looking forward to doing it for Theron. I'm not looking forward to doing it every lap. It's, Also, when we watch it for Watch the Throne, we are 100% watching the theatrical cut, not the extended cut, because it is overlong already. That episode is out today, as we're recording this. A couple days ago, as you're listening to this. Go check out Too Fast, Too Forever, finishing up lap one. Joe and I have to record and release our lap one relap recap episode. You know, a little bit of a re-ranking sort of thing. And then, you know, next month, August 1st, Tobin and Island joining us for the Fast and the Furious lap two.
Are they doing the whole lap with you?
Mm-mm. They're just doing it. We got eight different pairings. Let's see here. Here's what we got. This is our part of the show where we're going to plug all the other podcasts. Ooh, not what I want. Cage.
Or could just... make it a surprise.
No, I mean, we could, but I feel like if you listen to this point, you deserve something. We've got Tobin and Island on episode one. We've got Brian Rodriguez on Too Fast, Too Furious because he loves that movie the best.
Really?
He loves Suki. Chris and Nico on Tokyo Drift. We've got Liam and Ellie from the Nerd on Nerd podcast for Too Fast, or Fast and Furious. Don't have this confirmed yet, but I think we're going to get Walt Hickey back for Fast 5, because that was his favorite. We got Jordan Pullen Clark of Wistful Thinking on for Fast and Furious 6. We think we're going to have Rachel on for Furious 7. And then I think for Fate of the Furious, they're going to have Jess Knight, Jess Collins, Jess Montez, or Joe's friend Matt, I think. And then, lap 3, we got some guy on every episode.
Uh-oh.
You.
Oh. I'll have been watching them. I have to watch part 8 tonight, I guess, if I need to get in under the month. But, yeah, I'm watching them with you guys. I'm riding along in my own car.
Yep. Just sort of tagging along a few blocks back.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, now he doesn't look like Jay Leno anymore.
Nope. He really just got, like, thinner and thinner and thinner until he died.
Yep.
You have his heart. My name is Blackheart. I say we make a trade.
What was I just watching last night? Oh, it was Westworld. Take My Heart With You.
Oh, it's a great episode.
I mean, they just keep saying it. Like, at the end, the last episode, Maeve says it to her daughter. And take mine into this place.
Wah!
West Bentley.
Oh, he's got it under control now.
Well, it's a nighttime. I don't think you can penance stare.
No, he tries. I think he ends up doing it, though, doesn't he, at the end? At the end, he's like, I don't give a shit if you're a demon, but look into my eyes anyway. After he gets the contract and absorbs all the souls, then he can do it.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat how he's, like, smoldering him.
Oh, right, he's trying to reel him in. I guess that's the thing. But, like, we don't know that. Like, that's such, like, a vague... mission for Johnny Blaze that it's just like, why is this happening? Oh, right, the devil wants his son back.
Blackheart is totally unexplained.
Extinguishing the fire. Well, he just explained it there in one sentence, but it's just like, okay.
No, but I mean, what? We got how much? 20 minutes left? And we finally understand what Blackheart's up to?
Yeah. I'm guessing that they said it at one point, but at the same time, maybe they didn't.
I don't think they were ever explicit about it. I think when he talked to his dad, it was more like, you can't be here for what I think you're here for. And he's like, oh, I am definitely here for what you think I'm here for. And he's like, you better not do it. And he's like, oh, I'm going to try.
Yeah.
All right, one last ride. Although, I don't know if we ever established that the second Ghost Rider did anything except go along for the ride.
What do you mean?
Like, he doesn't help.
He just sort of he drives with him and then, I think, gives him, like, the confidence.
Yeah. He just gives him the confidence to do right.
You know, Sam Elliott, without his Stetson on, just sort of doesn't look like... You know, he needs that hat. Here we go. The contract.
Yeah, he looks almost like Roadhouse Sam Elliott here with the longer hair and stuff.
I was watching a little bit of that the other week. There's just like, I'm still fascinated by like how programmers for premium TV channels decide to program, because it's just like, oh, we're going to show Roadhouse 8 times this month. Like, that's just like in the rotation. Where it's just like,
not only that, but like, we're going to put it on at like, 10 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know if it still happens, but like, HBO for like, historically, wouldn't show anything R-rated until like 8 o'clock.
Prime time, yeah.
Yeah. Which they might still do, but there's you can watch just like, you know, HBO Extreme or whatever,
right.
And it's just like raunchy, violent, whatever, just
all day long.
Day. It's just like OG HBO is not, you know, anti-children.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's like kid-friendly, it's just not R-rated, so... But I also feel like now, with like everything that's just at everybody's fingertips, like that doesn't really matter anymore. Like,
no.
You can just go on Netflix at any point and just watch like
anything,
whatever
rated anything.
You want.
Yeah.
Here comes his chariot.
It's an actual horse.
Yeah. Is
ghost
it a skeleton horse.
Horse
or horse horse?
I think it's ghost horse.
It's a horse. Of course. Unless, of course, that horse is Mr. Ed.
It'd be great if it talks, if it was like, hello, Ghost
Rider. You want things to talk that aren't going to talk. You want the motorcycle to talk. You want the horse to talk. I mean, I agree here. I'm actually going to cross off here war. Like, we're in a war of the undead. Let's go give me another bingo. Oh, he just... When you are engulfed in flames, just like David Sedaris.
He looks great as... I want Cowboy Ghost Rider, the movie.
You just want Western Cage.
As Ghost Rider, even.
Oh, and there's the horse on fire.
Nice. Let's ride.
There you go. This should be kickstart my heart. Although I do kind of like the
Riders on the Storm.
Go.
Yeah, I thought it would have been cool. This song's all right, but I would have liked the Riders on the Storm, like the actual like the Doors. But this, I guess, is high energy.
Yeah.
Yippee-yay.
Yippee-yahoo.
So this song was in Blues Brothers 2000.
Oh, no, that poor iguana.
Yeah, what is that about? Maybe the iguana was evil. All right.
Maybe?
Oh, maybe he needed to be Ghost Rider to find his way back to the town?
It's possible.
I'm out of here. We didn't have enough money to show me change back.
He's got nothing left? Alright.
I didn't know he had like a... Does Cage know how many times he can change to Ghost Rider?
I feel like no. I feel like once you start getting toward the end, you probably have a sense of how many more.
Right. You're like, oh, I think I got like 5 left.
But like, the fact that Cage has been on the job for what, 3 days maybe? Like, he's got a lot of changes ahead of him.
But he's also changed a lot in those 3 days.
What, 3 or 4 times maybe?
Yeah. I mean, once a day. I feel like if, you know... To keep it safe, you just want to change once a day. Like, you don't want to push it. But then again, he doesn't exactly want to be Ghost Rider either.
Yeah,
so.
Like, what's the downside? You
right.
Just get to go to...
Just use it up.
The afterlife or whatever? Or at least not have the burden of being Ghost Rider?
Yeah, does Sam Elliott get to go to heaven now?
I think heaven's probably a stretch. I don't think it's heaven. I don't think it's hell.
Uh-oh. He's in purgatory?
I don't know.
According to the preacher, that won't be too much fun.
Oh, poor Clementine. Do you still watch Preacher, or did you give
yeah,
up?
Yeah.
Did you watch the first episode of season 3?
I did, but do you know what? I think I fell asleep in by the last commercial, so I have to rewatch like the last segment before I watch tonight's episode.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
episode.
It's exactly what you think it is. That like, there's like a deal that they bring Clementine back, and now he's got to do something of vague weird consequence right. for the family that's going to take way too long to develop this
yep.
season.
It sounds a lot like the comic, where it's like, we're just going to...
meander through things.
Yeah, we're going to take a side quest for, like, half a year, and then get back to the main story whenever we can. But
that purgatory you know. That Clementine was in reminded me of, like, David Lynch's Rabbits.
It reminded me... that's funny, but it reminded me of a David Mamet play. Like... I don't know why, but just, like, the whole sort of, like, play-act feel of it and yeah. everything on a stage.
Yeah. I think he's just, like, aimlessly driving through a swamp, and here comes not Blackheart. Who's this
no,
guy?
Waterboy. I don't know his name. I didn't look him up. He's one of the elemental dudes. Aquaphor.
I feel like having a chain around your body is not the best thing when you're underwater.
Yeah.
Come on, ghost no. out.
What? Surprise? You can't surprise me underwater. Does he stare him out?
I guess so.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He lit him on fire?
You know that fire's hot if it's on fire underwater.
Oh, he evaporated his ass.
Ooh, steamed him.
That was a... pretty lame.
So is he just leaving his bike underwater?
I guess so. Yeah,
I guess oh,
no,
there it is.
Oh, I guess the bike went
the bike
ahead without him.
Him.
Yeah, I keep forgetting the bike in this one has a mind of its own. It's like Herbie the Love Bug.
You know, I'm only missing four squares on my entire board.
That's
we're
amazing.
Not going to get Peaches.
No.
We're not going to get subtitles.
Nay.
We're not going to get the beach. Although that was sort of beach-ish, but that's not the actual beach. And then
like
the red sports car we don't get. But everything else, I almost have a blackout otherwise.
That was like sand on the edge of water, but not quite a beach.
1, 2, 3, 4. I have 5 bingos. Out of a possible... I guess you could have 12. Oh, I have a 6 bingo. Boop.
Alright. Time for the final showdown. It's all been building to this. Whatever it is has been building to this.
Building is a strong word.
It's all been coming to this?
It's all been, like, slowly meandering toward this. It's sort of like... this is the preacher of movies. Here we go. So is it just him? So he had his 2 henchmen. Cage took out both of them.
No, he took all of the henchmen out. There were 4 of them to start with.
There were 4?
Yeah, he killed Mudman right away. Then he took out Snake Dude.
Oh, Snake Dude, yeah.
Then Windman, and then Water Guy.
Yep.
It's like fucking Mega Man. This guy should be Dr. Wily.
Glad we saw that punch twice. Really hammered home just how punchy it was.
You know, they've got a real award-winning editor on this project. Oh, cool. Fireball. I actually like that.
Mario!
That works pretty well. Just the idea that, like, his lava fell on the ground and he's picking it up and throwing it. Blackheart, I mean, Blackheart the character is a terrible actor. You know what I mean? Like, the way he fakes it hurting him.
Oh, no.
I got my boomstick. I got my chain.
Uh-oh. It's also weird just how much more powerful Blackheart is than Ghost Rider. Although I feel like he is sort of like novice Ghost Rider. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't necessarily... haven't
gone
down yet.
Which leads me to the belief that, like, Blackheart is just stupid because he's, like, so powerful and he's, like, not doing anything himself. I don't know. Maybe that's smart. I don't know.
Here they come. All right.
That's what he needed to read that from a contract?
I think he probably, like, read their names or something and was just like, okay, I know who I'm absorbing now.
He read them to himself?
Yeah,
that would be
silently.
Awesome. He read the contract to himself, and then he said, join me. I like it.
I mean, it seems to make sense.
Well, as much sense as anything else in this movie.
Yep.
There's too many. This is why you don't sell your soul to the devil.
So these are all people that sold their soul to the devil, and then the devil never claimed their souls? Is that what the point is?
Right, so they sold their souls, and then the old Ghost Rider hid the contract so he could never collect. And now he's letting the devil's son collect so that he can destroy him once he's got a soul inside him.
All right. And now Blackheart has red eyes. Because he's got the souls in him.
Oh, and he's got shark face. Hey, Legion, you know David.
That's my next show I gotta catch up on.
Oh, it's amazing. I think that right there is my favorite show. I love The Expanse, but Legion is just doing other crazier shit.
The Expanse got picked up again, right, by Amazon?
Yeah, thank God. This season was amazing.
Oh, Ava Mendez, so desperate.
You know what she should do? She should run around behind him with an umbrella to keep the shade on him so that he could be Ghost Rider all the time.
I'm Ghost Rider. Language?
Cap. Well, I mean, he is the son of a bitch. Like,
the question is, does he just not need sun? Like, does he need shadow or does he need night? Because if it's just shadow...
He just needs darkness is what I think. Like, he could be inside during the day and ghost out. I think in this movie, if the sun is shining on him, he can't use his powers? Which I didn't love.
Oh, Ava.
Nice, good. She needed a little, yes, redemption.
Cool, he died.
The way they treated her character. It won't be. His hand's in the shadow. So he haunted the gun.
I think that shot right there, if we're playing the game of what was my profile or what was my cover photo on Facebook when we were going through these, I think that of him holding the gun out like that was the picture I used, I think. Spirit of Vengeance.
The Soul Shatterer.
Got some weird, like, chittering devil noises around and about in all speakers.
Oh, yeah.
So this is like Blackheart rebuilding himself,
dark,
I guess?
Chorus. Uh-huh.
He is Legion.
Looks like a mess, though. That is... I said there was good CGI in this movie. Well, I think they used up all their budget because...
Now, don't you think, while that was all happening, Kay should have gone to the shadow? Like, he's...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, yeah, he figured it out.
Oh no!
Blackheart's just like, well, what? What are you talking about? I didn't think of that. I never thought of that. Oh, this is going to take a long time for him to see 1,000 souls.
Yep. Because he's not only just seeing 1,000 souls, he's also seeing all the souls of 1,000 souls tormented or injured or maimed or whatever. So, like, there's thousands upon thousands of them. But Blackheart's an immortal being, so he's got time. He's got nothing but time.
Yeah. Trapped in his own mind.
That's the same exact CGI from before. Coming out. Wes Bentley coked up in the scene.
I wonder if he's going to return him to the devil. Be like, here you go. Brought you something back for you.
I think that's the point. That's why he, like, that's what he was inspired to do. Ooh, he's blue. She's so brave.
She's just not scared at all.
Does she kiss him as Ghost Rider?
I don't think it goes that far.
We're getting pretty close.
I think he touches him. They touch and he turns back to normal.
I'm not afraid. How does it not hurt her? Yeah, look at that.
Wow.
Too bad you won't be back in the sequel. I wonder if that was her choice or just, you know, Neville Dean and Taylor saying, no, we're good.
Yeah, I think Neville Dean and Taylor were like, we gotta take this into a completely different direction.
No love story.
Let's get out of the country.
Let's go shoot in Bulgaria where it's cheap.
And let's have it mostly take place during the day. Which I like.
I like that Eva Mendes literally meets the devil here.
Yeah.
Doesn't have it on camera.
Do you think she realizes it?
I don't know.
Who is that crazy old man? Oh, the devil.
You know, Lou.
Oh, Lucifer? Oh, yeah. I know him. I knew him as Biel.
Oh.
Biel Zebub, you know.
Biel, middle initial Z, bub. A deal's
even
a deal.
Even with a dirty dealer.
Yep. Oh, Cage. She's holding his arm so strangely.
I'm gonna keep this power. I'm gonna use it against you.
I don't know. I would have been like, yeah, take the ghost curse away from me so I could live a normal life with Eva Mendes for a while, retire, and just, you know...
Let her grow old and die, we can have a happy life together, and then I'll be the Ghost Rider.
Oh!
The titular sequel line!
Whoa, that would be good for the part 3. Ghost Rider fighting fire with fire. Ooh, a Ghost Rider, you can't live in fear for part 4.
No. There we go.
Usually the devil goes down, but okay. He wanted to wisp away upward.
And then here's Blackheart going down.
There we go.
And all of the evil has been vanquished from the world. And now we're back to the type of coloring and the, you know, imagery from the earlier. Is this the same place from before?
I don't know. You think they went back to the tree? The Bruckheimer tree?
Maybe. If you don't make a choice, choice makes you.
Yeah, you know, I'm that kind of guy who wants to have his cake and eat it too, so wait for me.
So they're back at the tree. Oh, because they look at the carving, right? Like the carving
that
they made in the tree.
Oh, so you know what makes me think? I wonder if they shot all of that in the same day so that...
The sky looked the same.
Oh, look at his eyes.
The bluest of blue.
Well, just so that old and young versions of each other actually, like, met themselves.
Yeah, maybe.
Those eyes are so enhanced.
I mean, Charlize has very blue contacts in Fate of the Furious that we talk about, because, you know, Joe and I love those boys with the bluest of blue eyes, the Zac Efrons, the Channing Tatums, the Ryan Goslings of the world, the Paul Walkers of the world, and... Charlize has like very blue contacts, and Vin Diesel even calls her out on it. He's like, under those blue contacts, you got brown eyes. Under that hair, you got black hair. Your soul is dead. Blah blah blah.
Give me my son.
Everyone, meet Paul Walker Toretto.
Not Brian, but.
I mean, it is actually Brian, but it's dumb that it's Brian. Because Brian's still alive in the world!
Oh, no.
I'm just spoiling the entire podcast, but...
Well, what's Brian's son's name again?
Jack.
Jack. Is that who they're doing the cartoon about?
No, about Dom's...
Oh, Dom's cousin. Wait, cousin. The one from Cuba? His cousin...
Oh, maybe.
Dude, that was a great eyebrow up. Mark Steven Johnson.
Thank you, Mark Steven Johnson. Oh, he wrote and
directed
it.
Oh, there we go. Screen story and screenplay. Yeah, there's no Kevin Feige here. Ghost Rider is ghost riding along the Ghost Rider. David S. Goyer. David S. Goyer. He was in charge of, like, a lot of the DC stuff.
But he's also done a lot of other things, too.
Yeah. A lot of, I think he's done, like, the Batman stuff with Nolan, right? He co-wrote the Batman stuff with Nolan, and then he did some X-Men things, I think.
Yep.
Where's Bentley? Alright. This title sequence has sort of lost its luster. It's like they're all just gonna ash away in the same manner. Who was Matt Long? And why? I'm guessing Matt Long was her cameraman.
Oh yeah, because David S. Goyer. So he created the show Krypton. He created the show Constantine.
Yeah.
He did additional writing uncredited on Godzilla, the good Godzilla. He wrote Man of Steel.
Yeah.
He wrote Dawn of Justice.
Yeah.
But he also wrote like Dark Knight Rises.
Co-wrote. Yeah.
John
he had the story credit.
Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance, Jumper, The Dark Knight. He did the story.
Blade 3 is his baby.
Batman Begins, screenplay and story. Blade Trinity, Blade 2, Blade, Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV movie.
Yep, with Hasselhoff.
He wrote Dark City. Bunch of movies before that. Kickboxer 2.
All right. He's definitely got a sensibility. He kind of became known as like the superhero guy for a while. Unfortunately, the only fucking person that people wanted to go to. You know, there's millions of people in the world. Other people have good ideas too. But, really carved a niche for himself. Which is cool. That's the kind of niche I would want. Just like, you know, superhero guru of Hollywood.
Catherine Tatz Bishop. So how many bingo squares did you have? I have 21 out of 25. Which is, I think, maybe a record. That's a lot of bingo squares to have on a board.
How many?
There's 25 total, so how many guys? You also count how many you didn't have if there's less of those. Fewer of those.
So I got 17.
All right, that's not too bad. 21 is ridiculous. We're going to come back 2 weeks from today for makeup hairstylist for Mr. Cage, Ilana Herman. Hairstylist for Ms. Mendez, Fernando Merola. So, we will be back in 2 weeks for Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance. I was actually thinking, as you know, whether or not we do Mom and Dad today, we could link these from once to the next, like with a common actor or common director or a common theme or something. So
that'd be fun.
Just to sort of give some insight. Or, I mean, we also don't have to do that. We can just sort of see whatever we're in the mood for. Like, I woke up this morning, I'm like, I kind of want to watch... Like, I thought about watching either both Ghost Riders or both National Treasures. So, like, those are both longer.
Yeah.
And I know that Spirit of Vengeance is short. And then I was like, this is good. And this movie was longer than I remember it being.
Me too,
but it's not, you know...
Well, because we watched the extended cut. So, like, you know, I think we're like 11 or 12 minutes over.
Yep. So go to cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, at cageclubpod on Twitter or Instagram. Also, email us mailbag@cageclub.me. If you want to get the bingo cards, you can go to cageclub.me/games. Download that. Let us know if you're listening to this, if you made it all the way to the end. I will send you stickers. You know, nobody's writing in, so I don't think people actually hear these. Unclear who's writing these. I mean, this is also sort of... You know, it's not as focused, obviously, as our regular Cage Clubs. And, I get why people might not want to listen to these, but I feel like there's got to be somebody who listens to these.
Even just, like, as background filler or something. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I'm amazed at some of the podcasts I listen to that are just, you know, rambling and...
Yeah. I mean, does it bother me that I can't edit these? Yes, absolutely. But, you know, I go through and I clean them up and I, you know...
You can still mute out some stuff and
mute out some stuff, but I don't edit it for time. I don't edit the gaps out.
No,
so it's meant to be watched with the movie, and so that's what this has always been.
I feel like a lot of them are just auto downloads from people subscribe.
Yeah, but like, do they just delete it?
Maybe, I don't know.
Just strange. I don't know.
Yeah, these are long credits.
A lot of people doing a lot of things.
Here's all the compositing.
So got another 2 minutes of these.
Oof.
But yeah. God, this
good
is...
Good to see...
I guess, this is a Marvel movie. Is there something in the credits?
I don't know. I'm thinking. I mean, we're waiting regardless.
When did that really start?
Not until Iron Man, really.
Okay.
I think, because Iron Man and Hulk, Incredible Hulk... both had them, and those are the first two Marvel movies, and they're like, I think at that point, they're like, let's just keep it going.
Digital Dream.
Yeah, there's so many digital effects.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. We're getting towards the end when you get the music going, the soundtracks and stuff.
But I feel like, no, we only have like a minute, 20 seconds left.
How many songs are in this movie?
A bunch. Satan's Penis.
What?
Written by Ali Theodore and Joseph Katsaros.
From by J.K.
Skeleton Dance score. Ride of the Valkyries.
Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Though I think I knew that.
Fox Sports, Fox Logos, X Games. Woohoo! It's filmed in Australia. Oh.
That makes
sense. Weird. Maybe that's what, what's her name's doing there?
What?
Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, she might have just been like a local kid, local actor, you know?
Wait, this is a work of fiction?
I guess so. Yeah, there's not going to be anything after credits, which is a bummer.
Well,
there's 20 seconds left. Surprise us, Michael DeLuca Productions. What you got for
surprise
us?
Surprise me.
Let us know.
And nothing.
And Columbia. Nope, that's all we got. So cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, @cageclubpod on Twitter and Instagram. Your homework. High School Slumber Party homework. Go watch Spirit of Vengeance. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Bye.
Woohoo.